Good morning and welcome to Perspectives, a public affairs program produced by Midwest Communications of Holland. In the 1450 WHTC newsroom, I'm News Director Gary Stevens.
There hasn't been a passenger rail line between Holland and Detroit since the I-96 freeway was completed in 1970. But such a connection could become a reality. It may take up to 20 years, according to those from the Michigan Association of Rail Passengers and the Michigan Environmental Council, who are pitching an initial idea to municipalities along the corridor. Now, such a train would reach speeds of 79 miles per hour. The McIntyre Area Coordinating Council's Policy Committee endorsed the idea, and Dan Somerville, who is currently the Transportation Policy Associate with the Michigan Environmental Council, talked about the germination of this idea.
We're partnered with the Michigan Association of Railroad Passengers in the Michigan by Rail team. Michigan by Rail got started in 2010, and we were doing some rail forums across the state parallel to the Michigan Department of Transportation's public forums for the state rail plan that they developed. And when we were doing these state rail forums across the state, we got a lot of feedback that folks really wanted to have passenger rail service restarted between Michigan's east and west coast, and primarily between Detroit and Grand Rapids, especially Detroit, Lansing, and Grand Rapids. And then to hit, you know, both coasts, it makes sense just to continue along the line over to Holland. And so that's been a priority since then. And in the state rail plan, it was one of the recommendations that this route be considered for new studies. And so then that's kind of where we come into this point. In 1982, there was a prior study of the corridor service that's been looking at, that study looked at Detroit to Grand Rapids. And so we're hoping that this new study will give us some new updated data looking at the full corridor from coast to coast.
Yeah, we're talking the corridor from Detroit to Grand Rapids, but then you really have a fork situation. You could either head down toward Holland or you head over to Muskegon, and both, you know, you really can't lose, or even head across to Grand Haven. You can't lose in any of those three combinations.
Yeah, I guess you could say so.
All right, but the thing is, this corridor has been pretty much an automotive corridor for the past 40-some years. It just seems as if this might be a little bit of a stretch, maybe a bridge too far.
I wouldn't say so. So, you know, in the past, let's see, you know, since 2002, Michigan ridership on Amtrak, the passenger rail provider here in Michigan, has increased 78% to 2013. Last fiscal year, Amtrak had over 800,000 passengers just here in the state of Michigan. So the demand for rail ridership is going up, and that's parallel to national ridership records that have been set. So we definitely see there's, you know, an increased demand for passenger rail in Michigan. And also, too, if you look at this corridor itself, the Pier Marquette that goes between Holland and Grand Rapids, the most active station on that corridor is the Grand Rapids station right now. The most active station on the Blue Water is the East Lansing station. And then connecting over to Southeast Michigan and Ann Arbor and Detroit, you have the most populous city in the state and the most active Amtrak station in the state. So we definitely feel that there's a lot of points that give us reason to believe that this would be a very viable route.
Maybe this is something you can't answer, Dan, because it's more of a technical question about the rails itself, but it has to be also considered the fact that, for the most part, this rail line, if it does go up, has been, I would say more than anything else, has been a freight line. It's deals with freight traffic and not with passenger traffic. And considering what the high-speed rail, especially down the Kalamazoo corridor, has been, does that have to be figured in any equation about getting this put into place and becoming a reality, that the rail line itself might have to be upgraded?
Yeah, so currently, yes. The CSX tracks that are between Grand Rapids, well, between Holland and Detroit, really, that full corridor is primarily freight rail traffic right now. And currently, our state is very focused on continuing upgrades to the Wolverine service route, which is between Detroit and Chicago, and that route is being upgraded so that we can run our passenger trains at 110 miles per hour. And so once the state moves on from this project, which is, you know, going to definitely have a pretty significant impact on the viability of passenger rail here in Michigan, we're kind of trying to set up this project to be the next one in the pipeline as far as taking what were the recommendations of the state rail plan, which came out in 2011. You know, this would be a very realistic next step to move into looking at connecting, you know, these cities within the state of Michigan. We've got a lot of new economic changes that have gone over in the past 10 years here in Michigan between Holland and Detroit, and we think that definitely gives pretty good reason to look at this corridor.
Talking with Dan Somerville of the Michigan Environmental Council, who is part of a group that is trying to establish rail service from one coast of Michigan to the other coast of Michigan. How is Amtrak taking this idea? Is it sort of like, okay, if you guys can put it together, we'll support it? Or are they saying, you know, we have marketing ideas, and for the most part, we've been marketing pretty much branches coming out of Chicago sort of as a web, and maybe this is not exactly what they had in mind?
Well, yeah, so Amtrak is the service provider for our state. They're contracted out by the Michigan Department of Transportation. So currently right now, we're primarily working together with Michigan Department of Transportation on progressing this study. Right now we're applying for a grant application with the Ann Arbor Transportation Authority and hoping that that'll be a good source of funding for the study itself. And once the study progresses, that's when we will be working hopefully more closely with Amtrak at that point.
John Langdon from Michigan Association of Railroad Passengers told the McAtaw Area Coordinating Council's Policy Committee that this is a long-term situation, and it could be in maybe 20 years before it sees reality. Is that maybe a worst-case scenario, or is that more of a realistic scenario that we may not see anything concrete about this until we get into the 2020s?
Well, see, that's the nature of these kinds of planning studies. So the study itself that we're looking to fund right now is more of a short-term study and could be completed within about, 4 to 12 months. But as far as actually getting, a train on the tracks kind of thing, that is a more long-term situation that is more dependent on, the availability of funding for the service itself, and also, the political ground that has to be covered to get that train on the track. So as of this point right now, we're really focused on getting this ridership demand study through to show us, which route through the corridor is the most viable.
And not only that, the ridership study, not only the viability of the corridor, but also the possibility that might be interest now, but a few years down the road, maybe not that much interest. Is that something that's going to be taken into consideration?
Well, yeah. So the study itself would be looking at what are the ridership projections, not only for, the present time, but also looking out into the future. So what is the expected growth or decline in ridership going into the next 20 years?
And also the other thing, too, is the nature of the rail business industry itself. A passenger rail service in 2014 is far different than it was, say, in 1994, and it might be somewhat different come 2034 when this thing possibly could become a reality. That's got to be taken into consideration.
Certainly, certainly.
That's Dan Somerville of the Michigan Environmental Council. The focus on rail travel not only in West Michigan but throughout the nation will be spotlighted on May the 10th for the National Rail Day. It might be somewhat overshadowed by tulip time in Holland, but there will be a ceremony on that morning when the Pierre Marquette line will make its morning stop between Grand Rapids and Chicago at the Padnos Transportation Center. And that's Perspectives for this week. From the 1450 WHTC Newsroom, I'm Gary Stevens. Thank you very much for joining me, and listen next week at this time for more Perspectives.